It's November 28th, and it's the 28th day of November Podcasting Month. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam, and this is my Geeky Gay podcast. It's just my own personal blog, or vlog, as whatever you want to call it. So it doesn't have to be entertaining, because I just have to be talk about me, right? It's all about me, me, me. So I wanted to start out by talking about a comment, Gravitas Schadenfreude, or however you say that. It could be Gravitas, but I think there's a word, Gravitas. And anyway, says, Chipmunks, how cute. How did you put up your Christmas decorations so fast? And can you have a snowy background next time? Well, I'm working on, well, in my mind, I'm working on the snowy background. I'm experimenting with different things to learn how to use this software. And I have some ideas on how to do the snowy background, but I don't have that yet. So I can, I think, but I have to test it. And it will probably have to be in December after I get a chance to work on it. So I wanted to mention that. Thank you for the comment. You guys can go over to Google Plus and look for Geeky Gay and circle me, and you can leave comments on the episode. Or if you subscribe on, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you can actually go over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. It's Geeky Gay TV, all one word. And that will, I believe, notify you when I put out new videos and stuff like that. But you can also leave comments over there and like the videos, et cetera, et cetera. So today, a couple of things from today. First of all, we had our holiday luncheon. And my company is, well, they believe in skimping on things. For instance, we have to clean our own cubicles. We have to vacuum our own space. So they have a vacuum cleaner over in the closet, and we have to do that ourselves, which is fine. We have to take out our own trash, stuff like that, to save money, so you can live better. Anyway, so, you know, that's fine. What I'm used to, though, at my old company, for Christmas, we would have a really nice Christmas dinner. They took us, the past 2 years that I was at Unitrin, they took us to Fogo de Chao, or however you say it. And it's a Brazilian, I'm going to fuck it up, churrascaria, or however you say that. And it's basically a Brazilian steakhouse, and they have a really fancy salad bar. And then they, once you're done with your salad, they bring out sides like mashed potatoes and fried plantains, I think. And then they bring meat, all kinds of roasted meat, like filet, sirloin, chicken with little bacon wrapped around it, lamb. Anything you can imagine, they bring out. And, I mean, when you go there and you eat on your own, it's probably, I would say, maybe $50 a head or something like that. And so the past 2 years, Unitrin took us there. Well, my current company used the cafeteria at work to cater the event. It was an hour and a half event, so we didn't get any extra time off work. Like my prior company, we would not only go to this restaurant, but we would also get the rest of the day off. So no time off. They had some band, which was okay, but they played like 3 songs. And then they had a little giveaway, like, just they would draw numbers. And we were given tickets when we came in. Well, they did probably 20 of those. And the largest prize was like a coffee pot or something, you know, that they got cheap. It was probably one of those $15, $20 coffee pots. Well, my prior company, we would have this white elephant thing. And they would, you'd draw a number and you would go up to this table. based on what number you got. And they had all of these presents. They had a present for every one of us. And you would choose, and it could be a sucky present, or they had really good ones. I mean, they had digital cameras and GPS units when, you know, those were still popular, and digital picture frames and, you know, stuff like that. So they had some really good stuff, but then they had some crappy stuff too. And then you could trade with someone up to like two times or something like that. So, and I do all this complaining, but the bottom line is the company I work for now pays well. And that's why I work there. The people are really nice. But I just thought it was funny because everything they do other than paying you is so cheap. But we get a really good bonus if the company does well, like 20 to 25% of our annual salary, which will turn out to be really good for me if we get it in March. And I turned to someone and I said, you know, I think I'd rather have a cafeteria holiday lunch and get my 20% bonus in March. I will take myself out to eat. But anyway, so that was one thing today. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is we have to do, and I know all companies have to do this. I had to do it at Unitrend, and I know any of you that have corporate jobs probably have to do that as well. We have to do self-evaluations when it comes time for our review. And just so you guys know, I've been told by a couple of people who are higher up than me that they think I've been doing an excellent job and I've been performing above my level, and they would be shocked if I didn't get a promotion when I go in for my evaluation. I kind of hated that they told me that, because now I'm kind of going to be like hoping, you know, or expecting. But anyway, part of that evaluation process that any of you that have corporate jobs know, you have to evaluate yourself. Well, a lot of the people I work with go into all of this detail. They pull out their job description and they highlight the things, you know, and then they go and they type out this paragraph and they say, okay, here's what is expected of me and here's how I'm going over and above that. And I'm sure that's all fine and good, but oh my God, I hate that. Like, I hate it. And so I'm sitting there today trying to figure out what I'm going to write in my description. Well, not only is that difficult for me, I mean, I'm a good writer. I don't want to spend that kind of time. The manager already has an opinion of me. I'm not going to change that, right? I mean, I'm not going to say something magical that's just going to change his view of me. He either thinks I've done a good job this year and exceeded, or he thinks I've met, or he thinks I'm under. I mean, he has an idea. How much am I really going to affect that? Well, anyway, so, you know, I was just sitting there thinking, what am I going to write? And I mean, one of my coworkers even has a book that has common terminology that is good to use in evaluation forms. I'm like, really? Really? Suck up much? So I don't know. I'm just going to sit down and say, these are the strengths that I have. This is what I did this year. These are the qualities that I bring to the team. And I have done this, 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 and this. And, you know, I feel that I deserve this score. And, you know, I'm just going to list my accomplishments and go from there. I'll spend maybe an hour or two on it. And maybe that's not right, but I feel like, and I don't know what you guys feel like, but don't you feel kind of like your accomplishments should speak for themselves? And if you're having to devote hours and hours and hours crafting this perfect self-review of yourself, that says something for that you're not confident that you really did a good job, but you're trying to make everything really flowery and like, oh, love me, love me, love me, give me a promotion, give me a raise, you know? So I don't know. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, I would much rather, if I was managing someone, not have them go to a book and look for common corporate bullshit terms, but just list out what they did and give me an honest idea of what they think, you know, their score should be. And then if they feel like they need a promotion, they could just tell me, hey, I really feel like I'm performing at this next level. And I think I would, you know, respect that a lot. So anyway, that was what happened today. I have to go and shave body parts because it has been too long. So if you want to contact me, go to Google+, look for Geeky Gay. If you want to email me, contact@geekygay.com. If you're not watching this on YouTube, but you would like to, go to YouTube and look for Geeky Gay TV. And you can also find me on YouTube Twitter and Facebook. So anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.